passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hey, we're back. Labor Day. Heading out to San Francisco, Randy, for the Labor Day weekend show. I got mine, too. I-Man is up next. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
You know, I thought it was kind of sneaky the way ESPN pulled all the programming Thursday night at 7 o'clock when the game came on. And ESPN is still not on my cable, which is a spectrum, pretty large provider for a lot of people in the country. I paid for a second level of cable to get the ESPN games, and I feel like I'm being ripped off. I'm not getting any games. And if ESPN, I mean, you know, they're stealing TVs. They did this like a thief in the night. And I'm sorry that they're having money troubles and they guaranteed money to all these schools and conferences and that Hollywood's out of work and they're on strike and Minnie and Daffy and all them got drug issues. And I'm sorry that Disney is turned upside down, but that's not my fault. I paid for the second level of TV and I'm not getting it. And you know what? It's not my cable provider's responsibility because the cable is owned. Everything's on but the ESPN Disney stuff. And you know, to hell with Disney. I'm not paying anymore. I can listen to my games on the radio right here locally and get the rest of my life back. I just watched college all day because it was available and I was paying for it. But the way I see it, Disney is stealing from me. And any of those, well, I almost said it, almost went Jim on you, but I'm not happy with this. And if they, words just don't express. I can't say the words on this show without being cut off. But I'm right there on the daring edge of saying them anyway. Fire truck Disney.
Well, I mean, I appreciate your thoughts, and I'm with you folks out there. I'm for the consumers. I'll let the parent company deal with the issues on their own. They don't ask my opinion, so. I hope this gets resolved very quickly because there are a lot of angry people. You angry?
Yes.
Okay. Elliot is in Ohio. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul. My cable company told me to call you and complain about this situation.
Absolutely.
But you know what?
You did the right thing.
At the end of the day, it didn't matter because I got to watch all my other conferences on the regular channels because of the deals there. So I think that ESPN's a hot mess right now, and you can blame it on Charter or Spectrum or whoever you want, but it all drives back to ESPN. They're a hot mess, just like the SEC was a hot mess this weekend. What happened with all those losses? And does that mean Sankey to blow off Florida State is now at a higher level? He may want them now that they're winning. They could win their conference. These other conferences, they make a difference now. He can't just take the ball and run.
You know, Elliot, I don't think you go around inviting schools to join your conferences based on one game. You normally look at a lot of different factors. But I appreciate your hot takes, and thank you very much for the call. Tom is up next in St. Louis. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you.
And after watching that LSU-Florida State game last night, man, I came to myself a conclusion. There's going to be a tough matchup coming up for the LSU Tigers real soon when they travel down to Columbia October 7th and face that Missouri defense that returns almost 87% of its starters. What are you thinking about that matchup?
Well, I'd like to see Missouri a couple of times before that, and they will have a few opportunities if my schedule is correct. They have Kansas State in 2 weeks, and that to me is going to help tell the tale. That's a major opponent at home, a team that they lost to last year. If they can survive that game, then I think they have a shot at rumbling into Columbia in early October undefeated against LSU. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And let's check in with Lawrence in Louisiana. Hello, Lawrence. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, sir?
We are doing great.
I just like to say that Brian Kelly's not a SEC coach. And he did great at Notre Dame. I'm proud of him. But he had all season to get this team ready and to come out and play like they played. I mean,
Let me say this about Brian Kelly, Lawrence. The one thing I do respect, he took responsibility. He didn't blame it on the chain gang eating hot dogs. So I think that's important to remember.
Oh, I do. I understand. But he had all season to get this
Well, of course
ready.
He did. But the one thing you can't anticipate and simulate is what happens when you go up against a heavyweight, and he did. And, you know, we thought Florida State would be really good because of the skill position players, but they out-physicaled LSU, and that surprised me.
I mean, what gives me – let me ask you, sir, do you think he's a SEC coach? Do you think he can pull it off?
Absolutely, I do. And I think he's already proven that.
I don't think so.
I am not here to argue with you. I am here to take your phone calls. I think anyone who doesn't think Brian Kelly is an SEC head coach after what he did last year doesn't quite understand the definition of an SEC head coach. Hey, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Man, there are some angry fans today, are there not? Let's check in with Sabrin. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for the first time caller here. I wanted to see what you thought about the Tennessee, how they had those three running backs come in and run the ball, and then how you thought about the quarterback as they're doing the quarterback play, the last two quarterbacks. What did you think about that game on Saturday?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought Tennessee played – they're a powerful team. They're explosive. I was impressed with every aspect of Tennessee. Now, let's accept the fact they were playing a really bad team, Power 5 or not, ACC or not, but that doesn't concern me. I think Tennessee is ready for action, and they'll get some big opportunities coming up here very, very shortly. Thank you very, very much for the call. How about Dustin in Arizona? Dustin, go right ahead.
Hey, first-time caller. Razorback by love, Jayhawk by blood. But I feel like the Hogs, if we can stay undefeated all the way up till we meet Alabama, I guarantee you we'll give Alabama a run for money. And I don't care if it comes down to the Casey Dick when we beat LSU for the boot. If it comes down to that, I'm happy with it, as long as we beat Alabama this year.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Don't overlook that LSU game. I still believe LSU has some big moments ahead of them. Eddie is in Kentucky. Good afternoon.
Yeah. How you doing, Pa?
Eddie, we're doing great. Thank you.
They call me the C-Man. You know, you got your eye man, you got the sea man now from Kentucky.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a Hawco here in eastern Kentucky. I'm a big UK fan. And look, I just want to ask you, why you think Kentucky's going to do, you know, I mean, we got Liam back and Leary. I know Leary didn't look real good. But I think that's just first game, jitters. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I expect big things out of Leary. Hey, thanks for the call. We have had one player on already, the Ole Miss wide receiver. How about a conversation with a running back from Mississippi State about an emotional day in Starkville? Joquavius Marks joins us next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back as we are looking at a shot of the athletic director on the far left, the president and the Leach family, as Mississippi State paused before the season opener to remember the legendary Mike Leach, who of course passed away in December. A very emotional scene, and one that no one is going to forget as we say hello to you again. Speaking of that, one of his outstanding players, Joquavius Marks, of course, the running back for Mississippi State. And Joquavius, thank you so much for being here. I want to talk about the big win Saturday and then look ahead to Arizona this weekend, but talk to us about what you felt Saturday, as well as your teammates, as everyone honored Coach Leach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I think we felt kind of the sale to go out there and play for Coach Leach. That's knowing that after the first quarter, we was going to play for him, and everybody in the stadium was going to see the tremendous things that he did while he was here and the things that he will continue to be doing for our team. And that's probably the biggest one for us, to play for Coach Leach.
Joquavius, it was such a tough time for everyone, not only in the Mississippi State family, but around college football. But what was so remarkable is to see Coach Arnett hold this team together. You were there like so many other players, options, people coming in, suggesting maybe it would be time to go someplace else. Give us your impressions of Coach Arnett during those days and how he has led this football team back.
He just kept everybody up and just making everybody stay together. We one big family, and that's what we live by at Mississippi State. And I think Coach Arnett did a great job just every day making sure everybody's okay, because that was one of our head coaches, and we had real good connection with him and things that he did and the funny things, and he kept it going on. We kept some stuff around in the facility to remind us of him and the things that we had to do for him this season.
Joquavius, let's talk about the opener. It's always good to get a win under your belt, especially when you're playing a Pac-12 team this weekend. How did it feel to be back on the field in real live action as opposed to practicing and scrimmaging? And what was your takeaway from Saturday?
It felt very good just going out there, knowing we ain't going against our defense or our defense going against our offense. We get to go against somebody else, and we get to have a 1-0 or the other way around on our record. So that's pretty big for us. And coming up this weekend, we have a big game. We played them last year. It was a good game, and they're going to come out with the same intensity that we're coming out, and whoever come down to it going to win the game.
That was a really big moment last year because it's a long trip all the way out to Tucson, and you guys prevailed. I realize that was a late night for Mississippi State fans back in Mississippi, because that game did not end until the next morning. But in going out there and making that trip, how difficult was that? And now they have to do the same thing coming back to Mississippi.
Yeah, it was very difficult because, like, you wake up and the game is so long. You got to wait so long. And, you know, people back at home, I think the game came on around about 10 p.m. back at home. So it was, people were struggling to stand up to watch the game. And I think that was the biggest part, the hard part on our families who's back down in Starkville, just standing up and trying to watch the game around about 12 a.m. in the morning. So that's probably going to be a big part on them. And
I remember last year hearing the broadcasters talk about your mom, Tamika, and how she made that trip. And by the way, that's not a surprise, because your mom, as best I know, doesn't miss anything that her son does. Let's talk about her for a second and what she means to you. Knowing we just showed a picture of her, she with a tweet. And I mean, I realize it's an obvious question, but let's talk about mom for a moment.
Yeah, she never missed a game growing up since rec ball, since I played rec ball. This is like a big thing for me that none of my family members, my brother, my sister, they never miss a game. And I'm going to find them every time when I run out the tunnel, when they're sitting in the stands. I'm going to make sure I find them. It just brings a big joy to me that I have my family there watching me play and doing things that I like to do. And just they're cheering me on the whole way.
Joquavius, it's such to me, I mean, I know how you guys travel. It's fairly easy. You get on the bus to the plane, you get on the plane, the bus takes you to the hotel. But mom and family, that's not exactly easy, is it? That's so cool to see the sacrifices that she's been making her whole life, of course, but to get to see her son play. I know you appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. It's not easy every week just getting the money together to come out, gas, and the stuff during COVID, and it was very tough, but she made it happen, and I really love her for that, and love my family, my brothers and my sister for that, just coming out throughout the tough times that the world was having and still making it happen.
Mr. Cuevas, I'm just going to make a wild guess here that she's not the kind of fan that sits on her hands. I'm guessing that the family is pretty active, especially when that ball goes into your hands.
Yeah, they pretty active. They gonna get into it during the game. Hey, she gonna get rowdy in my family too.
Now I know she's mom, but we've all had moms, and sometimes moms can be the most critical. What is it like after the game? Does she give you her view of your performance?
Yeah, she give me her view. She watch a lot of football, so she know a lot of stuff. So she probably tell me if I miss a hole on one play, if I missed up a block, what should I do wrong, what should I do right, what I did wrong, what I did right. So she know a lot about football. So that's a big plus with my mom.
Well, I know you have to be concerned what your coaches are going to say, your position coach, your offensive coordinator, and your head coach. But I would be most concerned about mom. Knowing my mom, I would not have wanted to disappoint her if I was out there fortunate enough like you to be a running back. Let's talk before you go about the rest of the season. I realize you can't think beyond Saturday night. That's what young players are conditioned to. But how do you feel about this team as you head to the Arizona game and what all of you are capable of doing and showing?
Yeah, I feel good about this team. I feel good about these coaches that we have brought in, that Coach Arnett has brought in. I think he did a pretty good job with the moves that he made and everything. And the team, we just working on, just being one to know each week, not looking ahead. And we good just going out there to work. We got to get more in shape just so we can go through four quarters. So it all starts in practice. You got to give everything down pat. You can't do nothing on Saturday if it don't start Monday.
Well, Joe Cuevas, thanks for making the time, and we look forward to following you all year. And please give all of our best to your mom. We're so proud to see her love and support for you, and all the very best the rest of the season.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take a short break here after talking to Joe Cuevas. Much more to come right here on this Labor Day.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And now it's time for Fansville, brought to you by Dr. Pepper. Fansville in Tuscaloosa this weekend. How about comparisons to Cam Newton? Well, pretty similar beginning. Cam led his school to a national championship and won the Heisman. We haven't had a chance to get a lot of Bama reaction, and let's try that now with the mayor of Bamasville, Larry.
There you go. Is this customer service?
Yes, it is.
Is this not customer? Yeah.
Let me put you back on hold.
I'm sorry. I wanted customer service with ESPN. I got too damn many football games on, and I can't make my mind up which one to watch. But well, anyway, I'll go ahead and talk
your buddy, to you. Your buddy from Montgomery taking a break from a Labor Day doobie is not very happy.
Well, you know, I mean, some people you never make happy. You know, hey, go to a bar or go to a restaurant. Hell, they got some mate TVs in there.
I hate to be rude, but it's also possible to see on your phone, your iPad.
I got one of them big pads. Yeah, but you know, sometimes he just wants to complain. It don't matter what, like the street lights, too many stop, whatever. But let me tell you, where is Podcast Pratt? Come on, talk to me.
Brad, Bratton.
Podcast Brat. That's what I said. That's what I Legend and then Brat. That's what I'm going with Legend. Me and Legend told you about this coach for LSU. We told you. And see, me and him was pretty smart. I had to give him credit. He's almost smart as me, but not there. Right, Randy? Right. There you go. Hey, check it. That when you go 8 times from the 3-yard line and you can't score, and then you're going to try it 2 more times on 4th down, that's stupid. That's not – there's no
now, Larry,
way you can blame the
players. Tell me this. How excited were you last night to see Florida State score 31 points in a row?
Let me tell you, you'd have thought I would have won the national championship. Woo! I was so happy. I said, boy, I can't wait to talk to the Brat. I want to see what he's got to say now. I'm going to tell you, Paul.
The Brat
I'm
likes
serious.
LSU, doesn't he?
Do what?
Doesn't the Brat like LSU?
Yeah. Oh, that's your baby. That's his baby, right? Oh, well, LSU's going to win the world. Yeah. Boy, you better get your noodle checked. You ain't, you know what? You don't know you'll be holding a hole in the ground. You'll be pointing at a hole in the ground. I guarantee you, boy. You ain't smart at all, son. I mean, I'm going to tell you, that was some of the most stupidest football calls. And Paul Feinbaum, Alabama looked good, but I'm going to Texas A&M looked real damn good, them receivers. I'm going to tell you something, and I'll tell you this. If them damn referees don't get on and start doing a better job on these people that's just trying to cripple people, their asses, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm so mad about that. They need to start suspending these referees and officials for not catching this stuff. When they blocked that defensive player for Bama on the back heels, and wasn't even in the play, Jack. It's just like you was giggling all about Tua when he got WWE that time. Them two fat-ass Texas A&M, not Texas A&M, Mississippi State players ganged on him. Yeah, and did a WWE on his ass. Ripped his helmet off, head-butted him, and the ref was just over there giggling. And you thought it was funny. You did. But it's not.
I thought it was funny.
And I think you're sadistic. You're sadistic, Paul, to make comments about that when I asked you. You said, well, it's football. Damn, man, what kind of football? No wonder you didn't play.
Well, Larry, I say that because I never hear you complaining about other bad calls. It's only when Bama gets jobbed.
We don't play that way. Bama don't do that crap. And you know that Saban's way above that board. We don't. But I'm telling you, right now, Feinbaum, and just like you got knocked out of being, and look at him. That's what got him. The injury, people doubling up on him and giving him the WWE, got him knocked out of everything. He could have been a golfer, a swimmer, a fisherman, you name it. But he got injuries, man.
Could have been a contender.
Just like you. What?
Larry, listen.
What?
You're having a difficult time. Get home safely and give us a ring later when you're a little more relaxed. Dale is in Athens. Hello, Dale.
Yeah, hey, Paul. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to address a little bit of the issue around Spectrum or Charter Cable. And because I heard iMan and you know, I initially agreed with everything he was saying whenever this happened to me last Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and I'm thinking, this is a setup of some sort. And my first reaction was to blame ESPN and Disney. But as I read about it, as I looked into it more, what I realized was it's a little bit of a combination of everybody's fault on this issue. And there were alternatives for people like me who have Spectrum TV to actually see ball games. And so one of them was a 7-day free Fubo TV, a streaming service. And so I took advantage of that and to see whether or not this you know, carries on into the next week, the start of NFL and so forth. And but what I also learned in reading multiple articles from reliable sources was that Disney offered the CEO, specifically the CEO of Charter Cable, Charter Communications, a chance to leave everything on the air while they were negotiating and not cut it off. It was Charter's decision to cut it off when it got cut off. It wasn't Disney or ESPN at all. And I just wanted to make sure there was some clarity around that issue, because I'm not an ESPN lover necessarily, but I'd like to make sure we get kind of facts straight on in terms of how this all has come about. I mean, these negotiations between corporations happen all the time.
Yeah, and I'm glad you explained it, because I'm not going to sit here and be a Disney spokesperson. That's really not my job. They got a million people. They pay big money to do that.
Sure.
And but ultimately, it's the cable carrier who makes the final decision whether to carry the network or not. And these things happen all the time.
And Paul, you got to understand, Charter Spectrum, I mean, it's kind of like Comcast. It's a nationwide company. I mean, this is not a small regional outfit. No, it's a nationwide carrier.
I think I read, you helped me with that, I think 15 million subscribers are in the middle of this right now. And
I think that's exactly
that's a
right.
Big number.
And I was ready to jump. I was ready to jump Disney and ESPN and all of that. But whenever I read about it and got more,
what I've read, Dale, it looks like Charter has taken a look at the future and said, we're drawing the line right here.
Yeah. Yeah. And so guess what? I mean, they may come back to the table, which they will, I'm sure.
Sure they will.
But the body and the whole idea was the Charter Communications CEO basically was, you know, we're in favor of the consumer because we think the consumer is already getting too higher prices, which is true, but we don't want to have to raise rates because we're getting ripped by, you know,
ESPN/Disney. Well, Dale, it is a fact. The highest dollar item on cable is ESPN, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, you got more eyeballs on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they also pay rights fees to all these different sports, and nobody has, I'm talking about the broad spectrum of sports.
Sure, I agree.
But, hey, thank you very much for explaining that. I appreciate it because, lately it's just easy to blame anyone. But I just read an article, the two CEOs of the companies talked over the weekend. That's probably a pretty positive sign if the CEOs are talking. Both sides are getting bad press, and understandably so. Ricky is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I kind of understand what's going on as far as the TV outlets and things like that. I mean, I have DirecTV and, you know, and CBS is not shown, so right now they're in negotiations and in this part. And so, you know, it's like the SEC game on Saturday, you know. What I have to do, I have to get a CBS app, and, you know, because I pretty much stream everything anyway. So I'm not able to really see the TV anymore, so I use my iPad to really watch games and stuff because I can put that close to my eyes as I want.
Sure.
Ricky,
really, I have the same thing. I'm with the same company you are, and I don't get. And where I live, I don't get Fox. So
right. That happened to me. That happened to me a few years ago with in this area. We didn't get Fox, and I'm a big Saints fan, and couldn't.
Sure.
And it was right. See how they do this right foot. Right before football season.
Well, that's exactly right. I once did at the very beginning of the SEC Network, I did a commercial for Dish Network. For the record, I've never subscribed to Dish, but that didn't stop me from doing the commercial. and the whole purpose of it was to get people to sign up for Dish on the SEC Network. And the idea was, if you don't, we are going to bombard you. That was the same for, because that was one of the last holdouts. But ultimately, everybody jumped on board, and I think Dish had cut the deal before the commercial ever ran.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you know, so I understand what the frustration, you know. But what I did, I got the Fox Sports app.
Right.
And I didn't miss a Saints game, so you know. There's alternatives you can have, but I really liked that interview with Woody Marks. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you, Ricky. You take care of yourself, and let's talk soon. We're up against a break. It's been a busy show. Blake Topmeyer next hour. He was in Orlando last night. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the debacle Thursday night for the Gators, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Arizona. Hello, John. Hello, John. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
We are well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, there were a lot of angry people calling in. I thought I'd bring some levity to the show. And given Ball State's tough schedule with the SEC this year, where do you see them finishing in the East?
Somehow, John, I must have you shorted out on me. Which school did you ask me about?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, given Ball State's tough schedule, they open up against Kentucky and Georgia this year. What do you give them the chances of finishing anywhere in the tops in the East?
I would say second.
Well, hey, I appreciate you, man. Hey, I enjoy your show. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, unfortunately, I actually heard him. I heard him correctly the first time. I just wanted to double check. That is levity on a Labor Day.
Yes.
And we needed it because we haven't had it. Joe is in Orlando. You're on the air. Hello, Joe.
Hello. First time caller. Love your show. Full disclosure, I'm a Florida State fan, but I love your show. So hey, I take a lot of flack.
We're happy to have you here today because nobody else seems to be very happy.
Yeah, all my FSU friends are like, you listen to that guy? And I was like, yeah, I love him. So anyway,
hey,
I was at the game
fans,
last night.
They might have to get used to this show in a couple of years.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I was at the game. I'm from Orlando. And I just want to say, great scene. What a great scene for college football. I was really impressed with the LSU team, the band, everything. I'm just a big fan of college football. I sat right by the LSU band. It was great. And I was shocked. I was cautiously optimistic. You know, I thought it would be about the line. I figured it would come down to a field goal or something. And so I was very shocked at how we played, happily. And I was just curious what you think of our chances. I know we got Clemson and Death Valley this year, and we might have to see them again. And we got a long way to go. But what do you think of our chances this year?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Clemson tonight. They have a tough game, and I'm not hyping it because it's on ESPN. But the Duke quarterback is outstanding, and so is the Clemson quarterback, by the way. But I'd like to see how mm-hmm. Clemson looks. But everything I've heard from their camp is really upbeat. So I think that will be a titanic battle. I didn't give FSU a shot until yesterday, but I think it's certainly it's in play. I mean, FSU was the most impressive team all weekend. I mean, there's no getting around it. I mean, they were physical, they were dominant. The quarterback is great. So I'm pretty upbeat on the Seminoles.
Thank you, Paul. It's not our first rodeo. We took on the Spurrier Gators and the Canes. So.
No.
I had a lot of heartbreak too.
Thank you very much. And I've always been a big fan of Mike Norvell. Got to know him a little bit at Memphis and watched him closely there. And you know, he had a rocky start, and I think he was close to imploding 2-3 years in. But to his credit, he's recruiting well. He's got a chance. He really has an opportunity to start. Not that you win states anymore because the recruiting is so national, but with the Gators' issues going on right now, he's got himself a really good spot. Thank you for the call. Jay is in Mobile. Hello, Jay.
Roll Tide, Paul. How's it going today?
Very well, Jay. Thank you.
Great. Great show Friday. Real good show Friday.
Yeah, that was fun.
I got a couple of things I want to discuss. First of all, the Gators. Oh my God, they look horrible. Their defensive line.
Jay, there's a reason they look horrible.
Man, their defensive line. They were out of breath in the third quarter. They were hands on their knees, breathing heavy in the third quarter. And that's the coach's fault.
They were getting manhandled. That's why they were doing that. You're right.
Yeah, and Paul, Colorado might be for real, Paul.
Well, they've got a real opportunity. They're playing an angry Nebraska team, which looked pretty good until the end. But I think that's one of the more intriguing games. If Colorado can get this win, they have Colorado State. They have a shot being undefeated before they take on Oregon. Susie is in Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul. Happy Labor Day to you. Glad you're there and taking my call. You just answered me. I was going to ask you because I was up in the UP and we didn't have service to get any of the games. So I just listened to them like on my phone. And I can't wait to look at some of them, maybe on YouTube or whatever. What would you suggest? I'm excited about Colorado. Because I like Deion Sanders. I like Prime. You know, I think he's fun from the sounds of it. His son was fabulous in that game. Is that true?
Well, the combination of his son and Travis Hunter, who a couple of years ago was a number one player in the country, he had committed to Florida State, went to Jackson State, and then the Colorado. And the fact that he was playing both ways is just unprecedented. Susie, we're up against the break. We have Blake Topmeyer in the at the 5:30 mark, but we've been heavy with guests, a couple of great players. We talked to Hugh Freeze when we started, but most of the way we're going to be talking to you and look forward to your reaction to the first weekend of college football.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.